over this place. The Spirit of the Lord is moving all over this place. As the prophets said it should be, all over this place, there's a mighty revelation of the glory of the Lord. As the waters cover the sea, all over this house, the Spirit of the Lord is moving. The Spirit of the Lord is moving now in my life, as a prophet said it should be. Now in my life, there is a mighty revelation. As the water covers the sea. Just lift up your hands, everyone. And maintain quietness in his presence. Just whisper the name Jesus. To this place, welcome into this broken vessel. You desire to abide in the praises of your people, so we lift our voice. Lord, we lift our voice to offer up our praises to you, Lord. And Holy Spirit, come. We are waiting. Holy Spirit, come. Come and have your way. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit. We are waiting, Lord. We are waiting. We are waiting, Lord. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come and have your way. Someone this morning. Breathe upon somebody this morning. Blessed be your name. Thank you for healing. Thank you for wholeness. Thank you for freedom. Thank you for encounters. You glorified Lord. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' precious name. Wave your hands and give him the praise. Give maybe a clap and a shout of praise. And please be seated in the presence of the Lord. Jesus' precious name. I welcome everyone here to this service this morning in Jesus' precious name. And I bring you greetings from the brethren in North America, in America, United States, and Texas in particular. We had a most explosive conference. I'm sure some of you watched it. Anyone who was here in the midweek service must have watched it. We have a little clip at the end of this service. Our experience showed that the earth is being filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the seas. We had a transit in Frankfurt, Germany, and one of the staff, I think it's an immigration or one of those officers, a woman, ran to us, myself, Dr. Misenenche, and Debbie, ran to me. They said, wait a minute, I just want to be sure that you are the one. I said, yes, I'm. Who are you and who do you want? Who are you talking about? And he mentioned my name. I said, yes, we are the one. And she began to scream at the airport and jumping and demanded that photograph be taken, which was taken. She's an online follower working at the airport in Germany. Originally from Ghana. And then we arrived at the Houston airport. Were received. While we're going, they are very heavy custom officers who are ready to check everybody who comes from Africa, especially from Nigeria. This man is watching at me intently. Big man. Intently. And as we passed, he just kept on watching. And then the one who was who received us was trying to, as if he was trying to stop Mommy and Debbie were behind. And the man told him they are together. He said, no, that's not what I'm looking out for. I just want to be sure he's the one. He said, who? He said, the one I watch. Who dances? So I went to me. I said, yes, I'm the one. I said, is it this dance? And then he too began to dance with me. In his uniform. At the airport. In a strange land. I think we have the picture of that. The earth being filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the seas. Get ready, people. The earth is waiting for us. Waiting for Nigeria. That is why no devil can destroy this nation. No devil can destroy our nation. You believe that? Shout the loudest amen.
you believe that, shout the loudest, amen. Hallelujah. Very, very quickly this morning, it's a follow-up message of what we heard in the midweek service, and it is titled, The Prophet of the Power of God. The Prophet of the Power of God. In the book of Psalm 62 and in verse 11, it said, God has spoken once, twice have I heard this, that power belongeth unto God. Our objective this morning is to understand how profitable the power of God is in the life of the child of God. How profitable the power of God is in the life of the child of God. I want to start by saying that the power of God is a most crucial department and requirement for the journey of the child of God through this life. The power of God is a most crucial department as well as a most crucial requirement for the journey of the child of God through this life. The power of God is needed. The power of God is required for the journey of the child of God through this life. If we must journey well through this life, we cannot afford to be powerless. And there are many reasons for that, and I'll look at just four right now. Number one, God the Father is the God of power. He is the God of power. We just read Psalm 62 verse 11. He said, God has spoken once, twice have I heard this, that power belongeth unto God. God the Father is the God of power. Jeremiah chapter 32 and in verse 17. He said, Ah, Lord God, behold, thou hast made the heaven and the earth by thy great power and stretched out arm, and there is nothing too hard for thee. God the Father is the God of power. He is the God of power. Number two, our Master Jesus Christ was conceived in power and declared to be the Son of God with power. He was conceived in power. He was declared to be the Son of God with power. Luke chapter 1 verse 35, the angel speaking to Mary said, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also, that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. Jesus was conceived in power and declared to be the Son of God with power. Romans chapter 1 and in verse 4. Romans chapter 1 verse 4, the Bible said, and he was declared to be the Son of God with power. Declared to be the Son of God with power. Declared to be the Son of God with power. So God the Father is the God of power. Jesus was conceived with power, in power, and declared to be the Son of God with power. Number three, the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of power. The Holy Spirit is the spirit of power. In Micah chapter 3 and in verse 8, Micah chapter 3 and in verse 8, he said, but I am full of power. But I am full of power. I am full of power by the spirit of the Lord and of judgment and of might to declare unto Jacob his transgression and unto Israel his sin. I am full of power by the spirit of the Lord. Anywhere the spirit of the Lord is, power is effortless. I am full of power by the spirit of the Lord. That shall be somebody's testimony here this morning. If you are saying amen, say it like a believer. If you are expecting the fullness of power, shout the Lord and say amen. In 2 Timothy chapter 1 and in verse 7, 2 Timothy chapter 1 and in verse 7, it said, but God, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power. So the spirit of God is the spirit of power. He has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power. And of love and of a sound mind. The spirit of the Lord is the spirit of power. Is the spirit of power. Finally, the child of God is a child of power. The child of God is a child of power. In John chapter 1 and in verse 12, John chapter 1 and in verse 12, he said, but as many as received him, as many as received him, he gave to them, gave he power to become the sons of God. He gave him power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe in his name, on his name. To them that many as believed on him, he gave them power. As many as received him, he gave them power. He gave to them power to become. Somebody is receiving power to become. If you are the one, say aloud, amen. If you are the one, say aloud, amen. What is the meaning of all of this? That is, Christianity is a profession of power. I don't want to call it a religion because it's beyond a religion. Christianity is a profession of power. So Christianity without power equals religion without reality. Christianity without power is a profession of power. So Christianity without power becomes religion without reality. In 2 Timothy chapter 3 and in verse 5, he told us of those who have the form of godliness, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. Christianity without power becomes religion without reality. Someone say a loud amen. I decree and I announce upon someone here today, the season of powerlessness in your life is over forever. That amen can be better. That amen can be louder. Somebody is shifting to a higher level of power this morning. And if you are that one, your amen will be the loudest. Lift your right hand, say in the name of Jesus, I am shifting in power this morning. Say, I refuse a powerless profession of faith. Shout the Lord and say amen. Amen. Now, what is the value of the prophet of power in Christianity? I'll give you three of those points this morning and then three in the second service. Number one, we prevail in life by power. We prevail in life by power. The Christian child of God prevails in life by power. In Genesis chapter 32 and in verse 28, the angel spoke to Jacob and he said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and you have prevailed. We prevail by power. In Psalm 66 verse 3, Psalm 66 verse 3 says, say unto God, how terrible art thou in thy works. Through the greatness of thy power shall thine enemies submit themselves unto thee. Through the greatness of thy power, we prevail by power. My father in the Lord, God's servant, Bishop David Oyedepo said, life is a battlefield, not a playground. He said it is warfare, not funfare. He said, and the battles of life don't serve you notice. Whether you are interested or not, the fight is on. He said, we wrestle. For we wrestle. Just that it's not against flesh and blood, but the fact is that we wrestle. Against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world. While we're going on the plane, a man met me. He said about 20 years ago, he had great anointing, great power, he had prophetic power and everything. Also does, he has business and then has like 4 ships himself, only him. And he said, but along the line, in the course of things, powers of darkness came against him. I think he did a prophetic action of prayer somewhere in California. And a witch came out physically against him. Physically. I am a witch. Sent after you. The outcome of that encounter was a lot of negative things in his life. And he said, I want you to pray with me. I'm happy that I'm meeting you in this aircraft. He came for that program. So whether you like it or not, whether you are interested or not, the fact that you are on earth and you are a child of God, there is someone, one devil, that is agitated, but they will never get you. If you are saying amen, say aloud amen. Take note of this, that to prevail and not to travel through life, power is needed. If you are to prevail and not travel throughout life, there are people that the whole of life is a travail. If you are to prevail and not travel through life, power is needed. Number two, if you are to succeed and not struggle through life, power is needed. Succeed, not struggle. Succeed, not struggle through life. Power is needed. All of them are linked. Thirdly, if you are to shine and not sweat through life, to shine and not sweat through life, power is needed. Sweating itself is a curse. It came as a curse. Hard work is good, but sweating is a curse. Finally, if you are to glow and not groan through life, power is needed. And one of the greatest mistakes people make is to think that power only belongs to pastors. Power only belongs to evangelists. No, sir. As many as received him, he gave them power. You shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Not you shall receive power if you became a pastor. Am I communicating at all? Today, I announce to someone, your season of traveling is over forever. Your season of struggle is over forever. Your season of sweating is over forever. Your season of groaning is over forever. You believe that? Shout the loudest, amen. To prevail, we prevail in life by power. Why? What is the profit of power? Number two, we function as effective witnesses for God through power. Effective witnesses for God through power. Acts chapter 1 verse 8 said, you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And you shall be witnesses of me in Jerusalem, in Judea, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth.
And you know, our calling is a calling to bear fruit. John chapter 16, verse 15, you have not chosen me. 15:16 rather. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. And ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. Hallelujah. What is the meaning of that? The following, number one. It takes power to stand out boldly for God. To stand out boldly for God, it takes power. Not many people are able to stand boldly for God. Boldly in their offices, boldly in their neighborhood, in their schools, in their workplace. It takes power to stand out boldly for God. Second, it takes power to speak convincingly on the behalf of God. That was the kind of power Elijah walked in. He said, before God, whom I stand, there shall be no rain or dew except by my word. It takes power to speak convincingly on the behalf of God. Power. It takes power to speak convincingly on the behalf of God. In the behalf of God. Are we still together? See, it takes power to produce evidence for God. It takes power to be a proof producer. It takes power not to speak empty words on the behalf of God. It takes power to produce evidence on the behalf of God. It takes power to be a proof producer. It takes power. It takes power. It takes power. And fourthly, it takes power to change minds and turn souls to God. It takes power. Whether it is that of your wife or your husband or your children or your brothers or your sisters, it takes power to change minds. It takes power to turn souls to God. You shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And if you want your life, your destiny, your assignment on earth to be impactful for the kingdom, it takes power. Somebody say power. Say it louder, say power. Shout it louder, say power. Lift your right hand, say in the name of Jesus, I am walking in power. I am walking in victory. Because I must prevail in this life. In the name of Jesus. I am walking in power. Because I must change souls. I must change lives. For God. See, I am walking in power. Because I must be a proof producer. You believe that? Say it loud, amen. You believe that? Shout the loudest, amen. Hallelujah. You need to walk in power. And number three, we take our place as sons of God by power.
I am going higher, yes, I am. I am going higher today. I am going higher, yes, I am. Going with Jesus to stay. I'm going up all the shadows into the presence of God. Into the presence of Jesus. I'm going higher today. Hallelujah. I'm going higher. Yes, I am. I'm going higher today. Hallelujah.
2 months ago, we're traveling towards the east to Enugu, through Enugu, and we boarded a particular kind of aircraft. It's called the Learjet. It's small though, but they told us that if aircraft, that the flight time will be 34 minutes. But we arrived in 25 minutes. As they went up, before we knew it, it was time to start land. So I asked the pilot, I said, what happened? He said this particular aircraft can fly up to 51,000 feet above sea level. The normal ones can be like 35,000. This is 51,000 feet above sea level. He said, at that height, you have escaped the clouds. You have escaped storms. He said, he told, three things are recorded. He said, you escape the storm, you burn less fuel, and you move faster. That was to me a message. The higher I go with God, the less energy I spend. The faster I move, the less storm I encounter. Hey! Ground level is full of storms. Ground level is full of energy wastage. Ground level is full of sluggishness. Go slow, hold up. Maraba, hold up. You see, most other bigger aircrafts, Gulfstream and so on, can move at that level. You say, but this is the key of this one. I didn't forget it. I say, Lord, take me higher, Lord. And I made up my mind that everything I do, I will shift it to a higher level so I can escape some storms. So I can move with speed. so I can reduce the expenditure of energy. In a name that is above every name, I prophesy, as you shift higher in power today, as you shift higher in power today, as you shift higher in power today, I declare your escape, your escape, your escape from the storms. I declare your escape from the storms. I declare the release of fresh fire, the release of fresh speed in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord the praise and take your seat. Very quickly and finally, what is a prophet? We take our place as sons of God. John chapter 1 and in verse 12. John chapter 1 and in verse 12. It said, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. This is the meaning of it to you. One, your sonship, our sonship is validated and authenticated by power. Validated and authenticated by power. It takes power to be validated and authenticated as a son of God. The second is just like unto it. Your respect in the king, in the realm of the spirit, is connected to your move in power. Your respect in the realm of the spirit as a son of God is connected to your move in power. No power of hell, witch or wizard will take you serious or believe in your sonship if you are lacking in power. Thirdly, your dread in the realm of the spirit is confirmed when you flow in power, when you are established in power. If the forces of hell fear our God, they should fear his sons. Can I ask you a question? Who will respect an eagle that cannot fly? Who will fear a lion that cannot roar? Who will fear the child of the God of power? Who lacks power? Where is our respect as sons and daughters of the God of power before the gods of this world if power is lacking? Today, I decree and I announce a new phase and a new season of power, a new chapter of power is open in your life. If you are saying amen, say a louder amen. If you are saying amen, say a louder amen. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. Don't forget that the validity of your sonship is confirmed by power. What have we said this morning? First of all, we prevail in life by power. Without power, you just travel. Number two, we have said that we function as effective witnesses for God through power. And number three, we take our place as sons of God by power. I have two counsels very, very quickly. Number one, be determined to walk in the power of God throughout your life. Be determined. This determination is a decision. The decision to walk in power, this is the meaning of it. Refuse to function as a powerless child of God. Refuse. Refuse to function as a powerless child of God. Refuse. Philippians chapter 3 verse 10, Paul made the decision. He said, that I may know him and the power is a decision. I want to know him and I want to know power. The second is like unto it. After you have determined to walk in power, the second thing is still a determination. Be determined to do all that is necessary to walk in power. All that is necessary. What is the price? What do I have to do? Psalm 63 verse 1 to 2. Oh Lord my God, early will I seek you. My soul thirsted for thee, my flesh longed for thee, in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. I'm thirsty, I'm yearning. Why? To see your power. Determined to do all that is necessary. When I was in the university, I told God, I said, anything that it is possible for man to see as a man, and he's not yet an angel, but still a person, I want to see it. Tell me what price to pay. What do you want me to do? I can be without suit if it is necessary. I can be without cloth. If all I need to wear is an undergarment, that is all that needs to hang on my body for me to get to that point where I am everything you want me to be. I am ready. Just tell me what to do. And I meant it with all my heart. And we are still on the journey. Nobody can achieve a destiny without a decision. You cannot arrive at a destination without a decision. You make the decision. I must get at power. And then you make the decision. Whatever it takes to achieve the power of God, I must get there. And you will get there. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say the loudest amen. Are you ready for the power of God? Our trip to the United States of America was fearfully awesome. A woman, white woman who came all the way from Canada. She said, I have been to conferences all my life. I've not been to one like this. The white man cried. I hugged that white man. You may see it in the clip. He said, what we have been praying for is what you have brought. The endless expectation of creature waited for the manifestation of the sons of God. If you have the clip of that, all right. You have the clip.
Your holy presence
over United States of America. I love to say it like this. Revival now.
Your will.
Babylon.
Help him. Help him. In the heaven.
Hola, hola.
The right eye totally gone. Right eye totally gone. And what happened tonight? And you saw what I was doing. Can you close the left eye now? And you see me clearly. Follow me. Hey, 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 hey!
From Ghana. Tell me about the arthritis.
I've been having arthritis for the past 3 to 4 years. I've been taking gel treatment and everything, and it's not working. Then so I was, when you said pain like brother, but I was checking, it was still there. So I just sat down. Then you mentioned it. I've been to my healing, because once I was sitting now, I just had the voice saying that I'm not going back to Dr. Patel for the injections again.
You said that to God, and God is saying, somebody here with arthritis from Ghana, a woman. Hey! Lift your hands. Oh, the Holy Ghost, I command it gone forever. Parkinson's disease with continuous vibrations and tremor like that, paralyzed and weak, couldn't lift the hand up. Now lift a little again, sir.
All right, that you are the one from Tennessee with the next thing.
From yesterday is real and continue till today. Give the Lord a big clap of hand. I announce in the name that is above every name, Jesus the resurrected Lord. Whatever is a pressure on your life, it is over forever.
Father, thank you for him.
Fire on the Holy Ghost. Fire! Fire! He kept paying your fire! Fire!
Stand up on your feet everywhere you are. All over the world, the Spirit of the Lord is moving. All over the world, as the prophet said it should be, and all over the world, there is a mighty revelation of the glory of the Lord.
As the waters,
lift up your hands, Psalm 103, verse 1 to 3. He said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. Lift your voice and say, Father, thank you for all you did. At the North America, Revival Fire Conference. To you alone, be all the praise. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Again, Father, thank you for all that you did at the North America Revival Fire Conference. To you alone, be all the praise, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Pray. Father, thank you for all that you did at North America Revival Fire Conference. To you alone be all the praise, Lord. To you alone be all the honor, Lord. To you alone be all the adoration.
precious name. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and in verse 14. He said, I know that whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever. Nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken from it. And God doeth it that men should fear before him. There was this person, the person in charge of the security, the police, person that picked us from the airport. And he was just...
Constable.
He was just right there with us. Just hung around right there permanently. At the point he said, please, can you pray for me? I think we have his picture as well. Can you pray for me? Lay hands on me. People were saved. People were healed. People were delivered. We are going to ask the Lord, let this be permanent. Churches were revived. You show that picture later. See after me, say, yes, that's right. That's the man right there. See after me, say, Father.
Father.
Thank you
for souls
saved, bodies healed, delivered, lives and churches revived in that program. Be glorified, oh Lord, as the results are established in the name of Jesus. Say, Father, thank you for souls saved, bodies healed, delivered, and lives and churches revived in that program. Be glorified, Lord, as the results are established. Oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Precious name. Luke chapter 10 verse 17 and in verse 19. He said, and the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. And then he said, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Pray this prayer after me and say, Father, we take authority over every demonic reprisals and counterattacks of the fire conference. We decree their defeat and frustration. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, say, Father, we take authority over every demonic reprisals and counterattack of the fire conference. We decree their defeat and frustration. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Father, we take authority over every demonic reprisals and counterattacks of the fire conference. We decree their defeat and frustration. In the name of Jesus. 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 La da da ya da ya da 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 da. Le parata seto reto sede da 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 da. Le perete sida da da da. Father, Satan. Father, we take authority. Master. Over the monetary prisons and counterattacks of the fire conference, we decree their defeat and their frustration. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, leperete sikala, lepeperode la la la. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord has heard us in Jesus' name. By the mercies of God, we have been traveling for a while now. America, UK, Asia, Singapore, Philippines, just around the world. I have never gotten used to how I feel anytime I travel about the wickedness of the leadership of our nation. Every time.
time I travel anywhere, I feel it. When we went to Singapore, I almost felt like crying. Is it possible for something to walk like this? And our leaders travel and see these things. They travel, they go on holiday with their families, they do all manner of things, go for medical treatment and see these things. And even invest there, put millions of dollars there. It doesn't cross their conscience to make their home like this. I feel it when driving in Houston, come and see road, come and see flyovers, see everything walking. So what is this? You travel, you go for meetings, you go for conferences, United Nations, and you don't see anything. I see our people plenty there. My heart is broken. It's like people who ran away from disaster. There are plenty. Many have fled for asylum, refugee status. I see a young man there the other day. His family is still here. He ran away. He left there. We brought him there. This guy is about to train under the best in vitro IVF specialist in the whole of the US. He's about to train there and get a status and start working there, away from Nigeria. Massive brain drain. Father, deliver us from disastrous leadership. And the same criminals are still presenting themselves. The same demon agents. The same demon agents. Are you following what I said? When I arrived there, and my phone was working before, the phone had been working there. And there were some text messages that waited until I arrived home. On my way coming, inside the aircraft at Frankfurt Airport, please pray for my brother, Saturday. Today is his wedding, and he has been kidnapped. Was what greeted me on arrival yesterday. I don't know the person. But he's meant to wed yesterday, Saturday, and he's in the kidnapper's den on his wedding day. Wedding fees, cards sent, everything. What a country. And the demons that invited the bandits and the terrorists and the killers are still making themselves available. God deal with you and your generation. Nigeria has enough money to turn all the state capitals into a Houston, Texas, or a Georgia. Enough money, enough billions. The oil of 1 year, the oil, crude oil, if it is well accounted for 1 year, it's enough to sort out many, many things. Maybe that's why I don't travel too frequently. Anytime, my heart breaks afresh. What is this? The whole of Abuja here now can be just the space for airport. One airport. We went through Lagos Airport to go. Disaster. Isaiah chapter 35 verse 1 to 2. It said the wilderness and the solitary place shall be glad for them. And the desert shall rejoice and blossom as the rose. It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice even with joy and singing. The glory of Nigeria shall be given to it. And the excellency of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord and the excellency of our God. Lift up your voice and pray after me. Say, Father, we ask that
are you delivered, Nigeria, from the plague of disastrous and retrogressive leadership. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, bless us, Lord, with the right leadership that will usher in our divinely allocated glory as a nation. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, say, Father, we ask that you deliver Nigeria from the plague of disastrous and retrogressive leadership. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, bless us with the right leadership that will usher in our divinely allocated glory as a nation. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Father, we ask that you deliver Nigeria from the plague of disastrous and retrogressive leadership. In the name of Jesus, let us say, pray. The plague of disastrous and retrogressive leadership. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, bless us with the right leadership that will usher in our divinely allocated glory as a nation. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, let us see paraya da 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 ha. Let us say pray the gaga la 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 la. Let us pray the zero go la la. Itari talaya da 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 ha da. Let us separate ya la la la. Zarataya da gaga da 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 da. Let us separate sete ya la la la. Father, we ask that you deliver Nigeria from the plague of disastrous and retrogressive leadership. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, bless us with the right leadership that will usher in our divinely allocated glory as a nation. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you deliver Nigeria from the plague of disastrous and retrogressive leadership. Lord, in the name of Jesus, bless us with the right leadership that will usher in our divinely allocated glory as a nation. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' precious name. I see hope. I see hope. I see change. I see help. I see mercy. I see the God of wonders coming through for our nation and changing. We're driving yesterday and I looked around and I said, when will our country become like this? God, we have enough potential, enough everything, but God will do it for us. If Jesus tarries, there is a prophecy on Nigeria that must be fulfilled. And now we are about to pray. Isaiah chapter 60 verse 18. Isaiah chapter 60. It says, violence shall no more be heard in your land, wasting nor destruction within thy borders, but thou shalt call thy walls salvation and thy gates praise. Proverbs chapter 11 and in verse 21. Proverbs 11. It says, though hand join in hand, the wicked shall not be unpunished. These killers and those who brought them upon us, they can never be unpunished. But the seed of the righteous shall be delivered. Open your mouth and say, Father, we ask that you deliver Nigeria from the plague of wickedness, terrorism, banditry, kidnapping, ritual killing. And Father, we ask that you judge everyone involved as an agent or sponsor of wickedness in Nigeria. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, say, Father, we ask that you will deliver Nigeria from the plague of wickedness, of terrorism, of banditry, of kidnapping, of ritual killing. And Father, judge everyone that is involved as an agent or sponsor of wickedness in Nigeria. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Father, we ask that you deliver Nigeria from the plague of wickedness, the plague of terrorism, the plague of banditry, the plague of kidnapping, ritual killing, and judge everyone that is involved as an agent or a sponsor of wickedness in Nigeria, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Nigeria from the plague of wickedness, terrorism, banditry, kidnapping, ritual killing, and judge everyone involved as an agent or sponsor of wickedness in Nigeria, Lord. Jesus' precious name. The Lord has heard and answered us in Jesus' name. Lift up your two hands and ask for, God has heard us, He has answered. Ask for fresh fire, fresh power, and fresh oil today. Based on this preaching, I want to shift higher. Lift your voice and say, Father, I am asking for fresh fire, fresh oil, fresh power on my life today. Father, baptize me with fresh fire, fresh oil, fresh grace. I receive today in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, lift your hands high, everybody. Lift it high and get ready to receive something this morning. Talking about unction to function. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, and he went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. He shifted. The reason why he came to the earth became fulfillable as
as the anointing came upon him. Whatever is limiting your life and limiting your fulfillment and limiting your functionality, today the limitation is broken. Lift up your hands. It's the unction to function. That unction is deleting every trace of stagnation. And anything that is not working in your life is being walked away right now. There is a mighty revelation of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. All over the world, the Spirit of the Lord is moving. And all over the world, as the prophet said, yeah, it's happening. All over the world, there is a mighty revelation.
upon your head. Lift your hands. That's right, that's right, that's right. When I say in the name of Jesus, you scream, I receive. You are receiving the power to function. You are receiving the power to deal with stagnation. That power is coming for your healing. It's coming for your deliverance. It's coming for your freedom. It's coming for your liberty. It's coming for breakthrough. It's coming for impartation. Fresh fire, fresh power, fresh passion for God, intimacy for God. Are you ready? When I say in the name of Jesus, you scream, I receive. In the name of Jesus! To you just now, please can you step forward and let's know you had an encounter, you had a healing, something you came with, somebody with an immediate abdominal condition, I don't know whether it's an ulcer or whatever it is, it's just left you. You came in here with a pressure, a burden, it just left. An unclean spirit just flew out of your body. Chains just got broken. Angelic visitations just happened right now. From the first, the beginning of the service till now, from the opening worship before the message till now, things have happened. God did something in your life. Quickly, let us know what it is. And pastors, let's do that very fast.
Something happened. And now,
sing it two more times.
His life has been plagued by stagnation, near success syndrome, and all the negative things he's been experiencing. He said, while he placed his hands on his head, he came under power, fell, and his eyes opened, and you left the altar. Came and picked him, brought him to the altar, and began to worship again with the wind instrument, and said, it is over. Your story has changed. It is settled. Your story has changed.
Congratulations. Lift up your hands. Everyone here today that needs to be settled. In his presence is fullness of joy, our right hand our pleasures forevermore. I declare your settlement.
I'm never the same again. You won't be the same. You won't be the same again. From this moment, you are meeting with Jesus. New life to you again. And you won't be the same again.
Sir, amazing. Our brother said, while you were blowing the wind music instrument, his eyes opened and he saw an overwhelming flood coming against Nigeria. And as you kept blowing, the angels descended, millions of them, and took over the flood. As they were making sure that the flood does not overtake Nigeria, you came with anger, with Nigerian flag, and stuck it on the ground, and the flood parted, and a voice told him, the case of Nigeria is settled.
Hey, stand on your feet and give the Lord a praise. It's settled, it's settled, it's settled. The flood of evil, the flood of wickedness, the flood of corruption, disastrous leadership that wants to take off over Nigeria, that flood is returned back to hell.
Sir, this is our sister Naomi. She told me, she says she has been under the molestation of spirit husband for over 20 years.
She's in tears.
She said at times when she's in her dreams, she gives birth to children. Plenty times she had given birth to children in the spirit realm. She said every time she's under the sound of your voice, the power of God is always on her, but today was with a difference. As you asked us to shout and receive, and you were making declaration, she came under power where she sat down and she said a man walked out of her.
Every stranger in your life, every demon that has been responsible for rejection, backwardness in your life, today is your expiry date. Say after me, oh you unclean spirit in my life, you are leaving now. On your mask, get set, shout, get up! Today is the end of every demonic tormenting spirit in your life. Yes, tell me, take your seat, what happened?
This is Sister Mary Thomas. She has a skin condition that has lasted for 3 months and brought severe itching. According to her, she said she uses knife to scratch herself as a result of that itching. But at the shout of I receive, the itching condition has taken off and she's totally set free right now.
Congratulations. And like a woman at the well, I was seeking for things that could not satisfy. And now I hear my Savior speaking. Draw from my well that never shall run dry. And fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench
this testing of my soul. And make me whole.
It's our sister, Sister Happiness. She came this morning with terrible waist pain. She managed to come to church today. At the instance of that declaration, the pain checked back to her. She's perfectly healed now.
Congratulations, Happiness. May your happiness be returned. Every trace of frustration is over in your life.
Sister Anne Harrison, 3 months ago in a dream, was given some concoction to drink. She woke up with her afflictions, especially in her lower part of her abdomen. Severe pain that defied all medications. It was so bad, so much so that she was bent to one side. She came to the service in that condition this morning. In the heat of those powerful releases, she said she saw 2 cats. Jumped out of her and the pain checked back. Black cats.
Black cats.
Jumped out of her and the pain went back to
her. Place your hand on yourself and say after me, every stranger in my body, today is your end. On your mask, descend. Somebody shout, get out.
Yes, quickly.
Jesus, bro. Came in with pain, limping. Maybe as a result of these children
the
jumping
child.
Around. But now, in the course of administrations, receive. The pain disappeared.
He was limping.
And now he's okay.
He limped to the church. I'm free.
The people behind us, they leave him. Say, mommy, I'm free. I cannot feel the pain again.
Give the Lord a praise. Give the Lord a praise. I don't know what you came in here with this morning, but upon Mount Zion, there shall be deliverance and holiness, and the sons of Jacob shall possess their possession. Shall the Lord is, amen.
Give us these 2 and then we go.
Sir, Sister Victoria said she has been experiencing stagnation, and while you were declaring against stagnation just now, she said the Lord opened her eyes and she saw snails line up.
Snails!
Snails, plenty of them line up. And then the fire of the Lord came on the snails and they were roasted.
That's right.
Stagnation over. Every snail, devil and tortoise spirit, millipede and centipede, every demon of sluggishness and slowness and delay in your life, today I announce by the prophetic and apostolic mantle, they are set on fire.
Sister Grace also said, while you were declaring against chains, satanic chains, she saw the sword of the Spirit divided chains from her hands, and then she saw her mother in the Lord prophesying to her, you are now free.
Everyone who came in here with any form of bondage, mental bondage, physical bondage, bondage in your health, it is over.
Sir, Sister Favor, the young girl said, while you asked us to place our hands on our head and say receive, her eyes opened and she saw the kidnappers, the bandits. They gathered themselves together and began to dig their own graves.
That's right.
When they finished digging the grave, they collected their own guns and entered the grave themselves with their guns, and the graves covered automatically, and Nigerian flag came out and began to wave.
Listen, let me tell you, that is
the operation of certain brutal military operators. When they catch some of those agents, they ask them to dig their grave first. They wouldn't dig the grave for them. That vision is very accurate. They dug their own grave, entered their own grave
with
their own weapons, and the grave covered it. We have been saying that Nigeria shall be their burial ground.
Ezekiel 32 verse 24, that this nation, this crown shall bury them. I prophesy again in the name of Jesus, the earth of Nigeria shall swallow the killers. This kind of God, you can take it now. Now, while this song is on, get your bottles of oil ready. Those in the front here, I can see that we have so many testimonies, and I believe that many
we
of
have so many. Ulcer pains gone, ulcer all pain. Kinds of pain gone, so we couldn't bring all
some
of them.
Some of us that may have one or two drastic encounters, you think you need to share them.
Yes, sir.
You just wait briefly for the second service testimony. Once you have shared it, you can go. All right. God bless you. Now you can dance back to yours. Yes. All right. One moment. Yes.
Our brother said in the dream of the night, somebody came and hit the head with a substance. And since then, in this month of November, he has been experiencing ember months, experiencing excruciating headache. That every 12:05 in the early morning of the hour, he will wake up and they went to hospital. Nothing could be found. At that point in time, he said, when you said they should shout fire, he saw you appear.
Receive.
Yes, you receive fire. And you appeared, you removed black padlock from his head. And instantly, that headache disappeared.
Hey! Stand on your feet and dance that song.
Hey, this kind of God.
This kind of God. This morning are saying to me, Pastor, before we step into that anointing, you are saying, Pastor, I need to surrender my life to God. I want my sins forgiven. I want today to mark a new day for me. I want to be born again. I want to be saved. Pray this prayer with me where you are. Say it loud and say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner. Louder, I need you in my life. Come into my life. Deliver me from the power of sin. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord, and no turning back. Forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. You pray that prayer. Can I see your hand up? Excellent. So many hands up. Wave it, let's see. All right. Be the first person to reach me in the front here. From everywhere you pray the prayer. Quickly carry your Bibles, carry your bags, and come forward now. While they are doing so, the rest of us, take your seat for a minute. Quickly rush forward. I'll give you the count of 10. 1. Be here before the count is over.
Give him your life.
2.
Give him your life. Oh, give him your life.
3.
He's waiting for you. Give him your life.
4.
Oh, give him your life. Give him your life. It's waiting. When will you give him your life? Say.
Yours is that you may have come out like this before, but you are still struggling with sin, with smoking, with drinking, with masturbation, with lesbianism, with homosexuality. You are still struggling. You are still battling with lying and cheating and fraud, internet fraud, with gambling. You are struggling with something, and you want that struggle to be over. Carry your Bibles and carry your bags and also step forward here. Pastor, I'm tired. I need a chain broken. I need the yoke broken. I want to stop smoking. I want to stop drinking. I want to stop prostitution. I want to stop gambling. I want to stop all this lifestyle. Quickly, I give you the count of 10 again. Take the song as they come forward. 1.
Lord, I give you my heart.
2.
Heart.
3.
church service because of confusion, so that they don't feel they have attended service and then leave when the service is over. A few minutes to end of service, let them just hold on until the close of the service before they come back in. At the goodness gate, I see people still trooping in. Please hold on there until the service is over. Give the Lord the praise. Now, you've been coming to Dunamis Church, but you are not yet a member. You have not done our membership class. You can become planted by membership. Let heaven recognize that you are not a stranger here, so that what belongs to you under this mantle can be communicated into your hands. Commitment is the key to fulfillment. If you want God to grant you fulfillment, you must see commitment. You are not yet planted as a member of this church. You have only 3 classes of membership for now, and then the next level, and then the next level. But the first one is 3 classes, and that's all to step into membership. Within 2 or 3 Sundays, you are through with it. So you are not yet a full member of the church. You want to step into membership. Stand up on your feet and step forward here, and let's receive you. Let's receive you into the church as a member. Carry your Bibles and carry your Bibles so that you can be passed through membership of the class of the church, and you are not just a stranger anymore, but heaven can recognize you. God can recognize, angels will recognize that you belong here, so that what is yours in this mantle can be delivered into your hands. Go ahead. One. Quickly come forward here. 2. Don't just sit on the bench. Be committed. Be committed. Don't sit on the bench. Be committed. 2, 3. Be committed. 4. 5. So many people coming out for membership. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. It is those who are planted in the house of the Lord that can flourish. I pray for you today. Can you now place your hand on your chest, all of you, one more time? And I pray for you. I declare that the hold of sin be broken off your life. Say after me, say, oh Lord, I come before you today. As I hand over my life to you, I receive deliverance from the power of sins. I receive the grace to live for you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. I declare the hold of sin broken off your life in the name of Jesus, and the grace to live for God be released upon you. I call it done in Jesus' precious name. Congratulations.